Hello, beautiful people. Welcome or welcome back to Gen Z Thoughts. And I know I missed the weekend or I missed an upload. Don't come at my neck. Those of you who texted me, where's the episode? I told you I'm gonna have one for you this week. And here we are. Back at it again. Is this gonna come out on time? Who knows? We'll see. But I have a very special guest with me here today, and I'm going to have her introduce herself.
Hey, my name's Avery. You can follow me at Avery_Nzinga. That's AVERY_NZINGKHA.
I have to ask, where did that the last part of your Instagram come up from?
That's my actual middle name.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's actually a African queen.
Ooh. Yeah, so okay.
We're representing fancy royalty.
And I've talked about this on the YouTubes and I've talked about this on the podcast, but if you are a guest on the Blue Cola Avis brand, then you automatically, you're Nigerian. So Avery is Nigerian.
Hello.
She is Yoruba.
Yes, I am.
She shall be at the wedding.
100%.
She shall be at all the functions to come.
In the correct attire.
Yes. So excited. Oh my God. Y'all not ready for the sleigh.
Not ready.
That we're about to give. Because... oh, y'all just, it's okay.
I don't know.
It's okay.
They don't know.
You're just going to have to be surprised. It's like a, you'll see it when you see it.
Yes.
But in today's episode of Gen Z Thoughts, we are going to be talking about the pressure that we put on ourselves to be successful, lifestyles that we want to achieve, but we know damn well we're not in a place to try to achieve it right now, and where we would like to be in the future. Talk about people who inspire us and whatever else comes out of our mouths, we're going to talk about it. Whatever pops into our mind, we're going to talk about it. But without further ado,
I don't understand why you're fixing up.
Okay, y'all. So if you're not a stranger to Gen Z Thoughts, you already know this is something I've talked about before, but clearly I am passionate about it to be talking about it again. And every aspect in our lives that we reach, we always feel as though like we have to be successful right away. And especially with this age of social media, everyone's so accessible to you. You can just see how everyone's living or what they want you to see. And I don't want to say envy, but it's like a, wow, I want to do that too. Or I know I can do that. Why am I not there? And it's just that pressure that we put on ourselves. I'm passing on to you, Avery. How do you feel about this whole success at such a young age that you see all over social media?
I feel like it's nice to see young people doing good and accomplishing like their dreams and everything like that. I feel like it does put pressure on people who haven't gotten there yet, especially if like, let's say I'm 24 and I see another 24-year-old out there like really doing what I want to be doing. It's kind of like, so why didn't I do it? Like why are they there and I'm not? But then I feel like it's also nice because you see people, like young people, accomplishing goals, and it kind of gives you that little kick in the butt. And you're like, okay, like I can do this too. It's not just like just them.
It's like
if they can do it, I can do it.
Okay, so a part of me also thinks like we always see people just being great and doing whatever and showing their lifestyles, but then there's always that idea of like, oh, you never really know what's going on because they only show you what they want you to see. And I don't think we're like this type of people, but some people go to the extreme to achieve that lifestyle.
Yes.
I don't think we will do that. I don't want to speak for you.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Like, no, ma'am. Yeah, no. Because like, it's just... y'all, like, okay, for example, like I told you to think about like an influencer who has that kind of lifestyle that you would want to live. And I know we kind of talked about this, y'all. We chatted without you. Sorry.
We couldn't help ourselves.
Yeah, you know, like we just had to talk.
Just a little bit.
Had to drink some wine, have some nice dinner.
Yes, ma'am.
But we were talking about Aaliyah's face and Tierra Walker.
Yeah.
And we also talked about Jackie Aina too. And that is an interesting phenomenon that I want to talk about. But ladies like that, also, they're amazing. You should go follow them. Aaliyah's face. Actually, they didn't even need a shout out from me because they already got the platform. Like, shout me out.
Please.
But they are women who are relatively close to our age. Like, you're 24, I'm 23. I think Aaliyah's face is like 25.
Yeah.
And I don't know how old Tierra Walker is, but I don't think she's older than 26 either.
No, she's not super old.
Like, they are actually just living lives, like, I see if they have, like, a stable career. That's how I see it. It's not like, oh, they're super rich or super, like, what's the word? They're not on, like, a Jackie Aina level.
Yeah.
So it's, like, when I follow them and watch their videos, I feel as though, like, it's still, like, achievable.
Yeah, it's attainable.
It's attainable.
Yeah.
That's the word for today's podcast. Attainable, y'all. How can we live a lifestyle that's attainable to us without racking up a lot of debt? Oh, if you know me, you know I am drowning in debt.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. I actually fell into, like, that hole because, like, I wanted my YouTube to pop. I wanted to do everything else everyone was doing, like the vlogs and the hauls and stuff.
Yeah.
That I put myself in debt trying to do that for videos that I never even posted because, like, that's not what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, in trying to achieve that life, you go broke.
Yeah. You, like, went off course mm-hmm. of what you really need to be doing. Or, like, exactly. Wanted to be doing.
Like, this podcast is free to make. I ain't got to invest no money, just time. Okay. So here's something else that we also wanted to talk. Like, we've been talking about this just, like, randomly at weeks. It's like, sometimes we feel unhappy. Well, again, I don't want to speak for both of us, but I know for me personally, I am unhappy with where I'm at in life. There's nothing wrong with that. It's making me want to strive to do better and to move. And I recall a conversation that me and you had when we got we met for lunch mm-hmm. at this cold ass windy ass restaurant. Like, oh my god,
what was that?
How was that? It wasn't even like,
it was late. A seafood place. Yeah. It was by the river.
It was really gorgeous, but it was cold.
When it got darker, it got so cold mm-hmm. and so windy. Oh, man.
I thought my car was going to blow away.
Literally.
But we were talking and we were just like, we just want to move. We just want to get out of here. And now in 2021, we're still like having that same conversation again. Yeah. It's like, we just want to get out.
Yeah. I feel like it's hard, though, like, not trying to blame everything on the pandemic, because mm-hmm. I feel like right now a lot of people are like, well, we're in a pandemic, so I couldn't do this or I can do that. And mm-hmm. they're letting that be their reasoning for not doing things that they could actually
their crutch,
do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But in all reality, certain things like making big moves like that, some people can do it. And some, for some people, like, that's not something that you can do right now during this. Mm-hmm. Like, I took the pandemic and used that to, like, do a lot of working on myself.
Yeah.
And, like, working on, like, my credit score. Like, I got my credit score up really high. Like, I worked on, like, things like that that I can work on, like, from home mm-hmm. to better myself, to put me in a better situation. So when I can do those things, mm-hmm. whether it's still being the pandemic or after the pandemic's over, I'm in the place to be able to be like, we're doing it.
Okay.
We're gone. I love you know that. What I mean?
Oh, I need to get like you.
Because you're doing great. Don't even.
Girl, don't I just. Me, Lukey. You say that. I'm not. Okay. Not to discredit all the growth that I've done, because, like, in
not me being an alcoholic.
It's okay. So y'all, I'm actually recording this like video wise too. Never done on the Gen Z podcast before. But I always say, if you follow me on YouTube, which you should, at bukola.abis. Actually, no, that's Instagram. bukola.abis, BUKLAEBIS with a space in between. There's going to be a little like 10 to 15 minute video, depending on how lazy I'm feeling, of that little snippet. So that way you can actually put a name, a face to the name and a face to the voice, you know? So yes, look out for that. What am I even talking about? But not to discredit everything that I've done so far, because like when it comes to like being more confident in this, in Gen Z thoughts and Bukola Abe, it's like, I've done that, but it's like, the outside of that, the reality of that is like my credit score mm-hmm. went down because I racked up credit card bills.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, okay, well, I only did that because like I didn't have a job. I was in between jobs. The pandemic.
Exactly.
The panoramic. The panoramic. Like just fucked everything up for everyone.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't blame myself, but also like I could have been more responsible, but also like it's out of my hands. You know?
It honestly is. Like, not every, like, no one made the best decisions during this. You know what I mean? Like, no one ever expected for a pandemic to happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, we were all, I just got done celebrating St. Patty's. And then they were like, oh, you're not coming back to work tomorrow. And I'm like, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. And they're like, we're shutting down. And I'm like, whoa.
And we thought it's legit going to be like a year.
The 2 weeks we thought we were going to be. And now it's literally about to be a year.
Mm-hmm. And here we are, still talking about it, literally. Still being affected by it.
Exactly.
And, you know, like we said earlier, we're not going to use the pandemic as a crutch. We're not going to use it as an excuse to act a mess and, like, use it as a reason for us to not have our shits together.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think you mentioned this briefly too, like, 2020 was, like, the year of growth. Mm-hmm. Like, we used it to build ourselves, to get better, to gain more confidence in whatever aspect that it is. And it was a trial year.
Yes.
I think everybody needed a trial year to try shit, mess up, fuck up, do whatever you need to do, and put it into action now. Like, now's the time to put it into action.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening to this, this is your sign.
Put it in action.
Put it into action. What you waiting for?
Let's go.
It's like, no one's going to hold you. Oh. Like, no one's gonna hold your hand, but that's reality. No one's gonna hold your hand. Yeah. Like, have enough confidence to know that all the stuff that you did to get to this point, like, trust yourself, trust in your abilities, okay? Because, oh,
what,
girl, what? Pinterest. Pinterest.
Don't, you know, I love Pinterest. What did you see on Pinterest?
Oh my god, I saw this today and I was like, amen. Pinterest. Okay, so that's definitely like a thing that I've gotten into this year. Mm-hmm. Is like being Pinterest is like such a great avenue if you're looking to break into social media and you love Pinterest. Like, own into that, because that's such a market that no one really taps into, because there's like the stigma around Pinterest of like that's where you go to create DIYs and stuff. But there's a market there.
So
there's DIYs a market there. So huh.
I said DIYs are fun.
They are fun. They're all fun. Like, but there's so much more.
Yeah.
There's so much more to Pinterest. Then you can really, like, make it happen. But I started to get into, like, affirmations. And for me, I use my affirmations as prayer. Mm-hmm. And one of the ones that I saw today, I was just like, wow, this is great. I'm going to save it. And it's like, repeat this daily. Everything starts with me. I have the power to change today. I take responsibility for my life. Great blessings are heading my way. And I was like, you know what? Amen. Amen to the fucking man. Yes. Can I say fucking and men? Amen together? I just did. Sue me. Like, this is your sign. That thing that you've always wanted to do, whether it be that career change, that project that you want to take on, whether it is to lose weight or to gain weight, to eat more or to eat less. Whatever it is that you want to do that you feel as though, like, something is holding you back, like, you have the power to control that. And as much as we talk about, like, you know, we just want to be successful, like, we know it's a journey. It's going to take a while, but eventually we'll get there. But I'm ready. Like, this it's been too long. Like, come on, I've been working too long.
Honestly, but, like, I feel like this is, like, the time. This is a sucky period of time mm-hmm. right now. Like, it is for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, but I feel like you just have to own it.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather look back at, like, 2020 and 2021 possibly mm-hmm. and be like, yeah, maybe I didn't get to go on all the trips I wanted to go on.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't get to have, like, all the fun that I wanted to have.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I set myself up. Like, I made sure, like, I did all the behind-the-scenes stuff. Work.
Yep.
And, like, when I look back, I can be like, I did something with that mm-hmm. time. It wasn't just a sad time where I was at home. I just ate a whole bunch of food mm-hmm. and didn't do anything. Which, there's nothing wrong with doing that.
Like, if that's your happy place, go right ahead.
But, like, I want to be able to look back
mm-hmm.
and be like, I did something, even though that was a bad time. Like, I did something that was beneficial for me
mm-hmm.
to push me ahead. So when that time comes for me to
go to my island, seed now, go do right. stuff,
I can do that mm-hmm. happily, freely, without any worries. Attached to that.
Right.
Like, I don't have to worry about
exactly.
anything.
And that just got me thinking, like, for example, like, we talked about how we want to go on trips this year.
Yes.
And like, we want to travel. Granted, it's not the right time to travel, and everyone understands that.
Yeah.
However, we want to travel. But I know, like, you're having your birthday plans for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Our birthdays are relatively so close to each other.
Close.
It's like, I want to do something for my birthday. You want to do something for your birthday. Mm-hmm. But we also want to move.
Yeah.
So it's like, what do I need to sacrifice? I'm going to have to sacrifice something.
Something has to go.
Like, do I want to go on a trip? or do I want to move?
Yeah.
I've been talking about how I've been wanting to move for the past, since I got to PA, let's be real.
Since I got here,
like,
wanna move.
I'm ready to leave.
Want
to
go.
And, you know, for me, it's like, okay, I have to be realistic with myself. I'm going to have to sacrifice your trip, my trip, in order to make this move happen. And this afternoon before you came, like, I was over here. I got this app, Mint. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, my budgeting app. So, okay. Like, it breaks down all my purchases and it, like, separates them into categories and I can create a budget for myself. Oh. So, that's all I did this afternoon. I set up my goals. Like, I want to have $5,000 saved. Ooh. The enemy of progress out there who just heard me say that. If you're not going to send me $5,000 to help me move, don't pray for my downfall.
Please don't. Shut it up.
Like,
shut it up, shut it down.
Like, I have, like, I want to pay off my credit card bills. Like I have monthly goals that I set for myself and monthly budgets, like groceries, house insurance, auto insurance, bills. Like, all of it is all in one. And I know, like, okay, whatever is left from this budget that I created is all going into savings.
Yeah.
So that's all I spend my afternoon doing. As much as, like, it kills me to see, like, dang, I got no money in my account.
Mm-hmm.
As much as it kills me to see, like, all my bills racked up into one, I have to confront it. I have to deal with it because, like, they'll it's not going there. Anywhere. Yeah. Exactly. So, like you said, we are planting the seed that you're not gonna get to see grow either way. It's a seed for a reason. You gotta nurture it, take care of it, and eventually you'll get there.
Yeah.
So, as much as we want to travel, unless, you know, somebody wants to
sponsor us, please.
A trip.
We're great gals.
Like, we'll make it fun. I'm a little grandma, but I could turn up if I need to.
I could get a little rowdy.
I could get a little crazy if I need to. And it's going to be fun.
Yes.
So if you want to sponsor us for a trip, I have, plus myself, 6 parties.
So, yeah, get on that, please.
Like a house, an Airbnb.
That'd be great.
Like, free promotion. You don't got to pay us nothing. Just sponsor the whole trip.
All over my social.
Everywhere. My 3,000 followers on TikTok.
Sorry, but they gonna see it.
The 7 people who listen to my podcast, they gonna hear about
it. They're gonna hear about it. They will know.
And my 45 subscribers on YouTube.
They will know.
They will see it, okay? And if I can guarantee those 45 people will take that trip, that's a return on investment right there. So invest in me. Anyway.
I'm screaming. Oh, my.
Oh, my ankle. Oh, y'all. Okay, so let's talk about Jackie Aina.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, but she...
We love you, Jackie. Pause.
Oh, my God.
Started with...
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, like, Jackie Aina...
Because I don't need anyone taking this and be like, let's start with Jackie. No.
We love, like...
We love Jackie.
Jackie Aina is the blueprint.
Yes.
She is the blueprint.
Love Jackie.
I remember when I officially switched my major over to from criminal justice to public relations and I decided I wanted to work with cosmetics,
mm-hmm.
I sent her an email to, like, her business email. I was like... Jackie Aina, thank you so much for inspiring me. Knowing damn well she's never going to see it.
Yeah, but still, that's still really
like,
nice.
I feel like if I look for it, I can find it.
Mm-hmm.
And I emailed her that. And that was the moment I realized, like, I wanted to be in the media space. I wanted to create something for myself the way that she did. But it's crazy how somebody who was so
inspired. That damn dog. Bro, I was cracking up.
It's crazy how somebody who was so inspirational to you at such a young age, I feel like I can't relate anymore.
No.
And there's nothing wrong with that because, like, she put out a video yesterday talking about how, like, the Jackie Aina that she was when we all first got on the Jackie Aina wave isn't who she is now.
Yeah, which shows.
Like, and, like, I love that for her.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, Jackie Aina is a well-known brand now. It's not even just her anymore. Like, it's... The brand,
yeah.
Jackie Aina, and, like, you know, we could all wish that one day we can achieve that level of success, but it's just, like, a part of me feels as though, like, I can't relate to, mm-hmm. like, her lifestyle anymore.
No. It's less obtainable.
That's so true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about Aaliyah's face mm-hmm. and Tierra Walker, because, like, they're successful and they're doing great things,
yeah.
and they're living very, like, their bougie, lavish lives.
God, I love it so much.
But, like... I could still bump into them at the regular grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I could still bump into them at a club. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I could still bump into the people. They are still, I don't want to make it seem like anyone's not normal, but they're still like the normal.
Everyday people.
I'm doing air quotes.
Yeah.
The normal. The normal. But Jackie Aina, do you know that's gonna take that? I wanted to get to that point, that would take so much work. There's so much that goes into that. Not saying there's not a lot that goes into being like Aaliyah's face and T.R. Walker, because it is. They put in a lot of work.
Absolutely,
they really do. It's just that's easier for me to get to than Jackie is.
Yeah,
like, and I don't know if I'd ever even want to get to Jackie's level of fame and like. I don't want to say success because I want to be very successful, but like, I don't know if I would want to get to that point of Jackie, but like, I do know that I want to get to the point of like Aaliyah's face and like T.R. Walker and like people around that like area.
I'm going to drop $3,000 on a couch and not care.
Yes. Like, I want to be able to be like, you know what? I'm sad or like, I'm not in the best mood or like, I'm in a great mood. Like, let me go buy a couple like designer handbags. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like just little things for that, like that for myself
that
I could just do and I wouldn't have to be like, but wait. Okay, so I have to pay this for this and then this. Like, I don't want to have to do that.
I don't want to be like, yes, it's been 3 months and I've been saving for this purse for 5 months.
Exactly.
And, yeah, no.
I've been waiting for a year, a year and a half for this bag.
Like, and that's, it's sad because that's the reality of it. Yeah. People are saving so much just to buy one purse that they probably won't even end up using because it's so expensive that they're so scared. Like, I don't want to. That's bring it out in the dust bag,
right? In the closet,
it's gonna be a prized possession, but that's not what it's meant for. So it's like, I want to, like you said, treat yourself. Like, I want to be able to. I love kitchenware.
Do you know Tati Coakley?
I might by face.
I'm gonna show you her Instagram. Okay. She's younger than Aaliyah's face and T.R. Walker, but she's kind of like that. I just watched her. She posted a video. It was like a vlog. And it was her. She lives in New York. She went and bought like a couple things from some designer. Like she went and got her nail. Like she just did all this stuff like just for herself. Like she dropped some stacks. She dropped some money on herself. And I was like, that would be so amazing.
Like I remember like, I think it was either yesterday or so. Like I didn't get out of bed until like 3 p.m. And I was like, I'm in a funk. Like
I love her.
I feel like she's popped up on, like, my Explore page before. She's so pretty.
Has. Wow. She's gorgeous. Wow. She's gorgeous.
You see, this is, like, I could do... Not I could do this, but I could do...
Yeah, like, you look at that, and you're like, yeah. I could get there. Yeah, I could do that.
Do you have the new iPhone?
I have the iPhone 12.
Oh, I know. That's right. Yeah. Okay, upgrade. Yes. But... What were we talking about?
We were talking about...
Elise. Oh, you showed me her.
I showed you her, but...
Ah, shit. Okay, y'all, we're back. We had to go back and listen to the audio. But the point I was trying to make was yesterday I was like in this funky funk town. And I was like, wow, I want to get my hair done. I want to get my nails done. I want to go get a facial. I want to go get my legs waxed. I don't never got my legs waxed in my entire life. But it's like I wanted to do a little self-care day. Yo, I checked my account and I had $3 in my account.
Boogie said, looks like a self-care day at home.
Oh, right. And you know what I did? I proceeded to watch anime. I made myself a nice little, like, protein pack to breakfast / lunch / dinner. And I ate some ice cream and I went back to bed.
Sounds fine.
Like, no. I want to be able to, like, be like, girls, I'm feeling funky. Let's.
Period. I'm feeling funky. I'm funky.
Let's go and take on the town, girl. Yeah. And I want to be able to be like, girls, get your bags ready, okay? We're flying to Athens this weekend.
Yeah.
Isn't it cold up there? Where the fuck is Athens? Oh, not me being dumb and not knowing. Morgan has to send me a picture.
What?
Of where some country was located. If you don't know, Morgan is Avery's girlfriend. Yes. And she is my best friend. And if you're listening to this, Morgan, we love you.
We love you. I love you.
And she had to like, oh, she had to tell me we're like Tennessee or something. She had to like point it out on a map to me because I didn't know where fucking Tennessee was.
It says, okay, there's like Greece, like Athens and Greece.
Okay, so I'm thinking of Aspen.
Aspen, yes.
I'm thinking of Aspen.
Yeah.
It's like, let's go to Aspen. It's cold in Aspen, so we're not going to Aspen. We're going to Athens.
That's actually where I want my honeymoon to be, so...
I love that for you.
Thank you.
I love that for you. And we're going to get there. So make sure you guys follow us on Instagram.
Please.
Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast. Be a follow. Support our dreams.
Please. If you're not following Buki, what are you doing? Genuinely.
And if you're not following Avery, you're slacking, clearly, because yeah. What the fuck? But I don't know. How you feeling about this whole... I feel like... How you feeling? I'm going to let you.
About what?
Just in general. Like, I'm trying to think of this one conversation we're talking about when we were texting.
That so we talked about how it's not fair right now that to make money, right? Like, a lot of times you end up having to settle for things just to make the money that you need to make.
Yep.
That's what we were talking about.
Oh, my God. You are a fucking genius.
Thank you.
Oh, let's talk. I think I talked about this before, too, on the podcast. Like, finding fulfillment in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Yo, I hate my job. I'm not going to quit. Please don't fire me if my job happens.
Don't fire me now.
Like, I'm going to be here for as long as I can. However, comma, I cry at least twice a week on this job.
I'm sorry. And I'm genuinely sorry, Buki. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. You know, sometimes you just got to realize, like, you know what? When I'm successful and I'm writing my book, this is, like, just great content for said book.
I got all of it.
Like,
chapters.
Chapters for days, chapters. Okay? The success of Pecola, I can see it now. Yes. But and then it's just like, why am I sitting at a job where I'm just crying and I'm unhappy? You know it's serious when the accent comes out. Like, I just don't know. I don't want to do this. But however, I feel as though in order to be where I want to be, like, this hobby / brand that I'm trying to build, it's not, I need to fund it in some way. I need to save up money. I need to be able to be where I want to be in order to make it happen. In order to do that, I'm sacrificing happiness.
But literally.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Like, it's crazy mm-hmm. that you have to literally be like, okay, I'll put my happiness on the back burner so I can make this money mm-hmm. so then I can be happy.
Yeah. But then it's like, when is that chase going to stop?
Exactly.
Like, when is that hustle and that grind to try to get to where you need to get to? Like, I find people who just, like, quit their jobs and it's like, I'm gonna pursue social media. Like, wow, how do you do it?
Yeah,
how do you do it?
Because you don't know what's gonna happen.
Right, that's such a big risk. I want to take it, however, I have African parents, so I can't take.
But you
can't
will not take be that taking risk. That leap.
No, not yet. Unless, like, no. Even still, I feel like even if I do have this brand, I'm still gonna wanna have. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, speaking of that, speaking of people having to sacrifice and settle.
Yeah.
I'm going to expose myself real quick.
I'm screaming. Sorry, you guys have probably heard me say I'm screaming like 30,000 times.
But, like, that's really how it is. We mentioned this, like, just out of sheer curiosity. We were talking about how TikTok be sending you videos on your For You page.
Yes.
This is your sign to blank.
Yes.
And I just see young, inspirational women, and they're stripping. You talked about this.
Yes.
Either stripping, scamming, or being a sugar baby.
Yes. Honestly, though.
And in order to expose myself, actually, no, the internet is scary. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that because you just got to
know. Yeah, because you'll know if they dig this back
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Remember when you said that? Absolutely not.
I didn't say that.
Mm-mm.
Don't recall.
Didn't go Amnesia.
Who? Where? Bukola Amis. That's not even my name.
What are you talking about?
But I see that and I'm just like, are they right? Do I need to? First of all, I can't dance.
You know, just do a couple hip swings.
you know me and you know I'm incapable of doing that.
But even the bottle girls and stuff like that,
you're right,
actually have on TikTok, they're making money. Dang. Yeah.
Pink.
Money. I said, can I carry a bottle around with some sparklers?
You know what?
And a smile on my under my mask.
You know what? I want to challenge us to something.
What?
I don't know if this is ever going to happen.
Okay.
But if it does, we have documentation now.
Okay.
If Morgan will let you. If I want us to go on like this, a crazy trip somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And for a night or for a weekend, just be like, I'm new in town. Create this whole persona for mm-hmm. ourselves. We just moved to wherever the fuck we visit. And we just need a job. And we apply to be bottle girls and live out our bottle girl fantasies.
No.
And just do it.
And I genuinely want to do that.
Yeah.
And Morgan, you love me. It's not that Morgan's like, Avery, you will not do it.
But out of respect
for I have a lot of respect mm-hmm. for Morgan. I truly do. And I would never do anything that would hurt her or make her second guess yeah. me. You know what I mean? But baby, please, just once. I will be just a bottle girl.
Right. I'm not getting on the stage.
Please, I won't even right. step foot on the stage.
Right.
I won't do anything.
Right.
Swear.
Just.
Promise.
We're going to go to Athens.
What happened?
First of all, I have this idea in my head
okay.
that my future husband, so random, he's not going to be American. Okay. He's not going to be Nigerian, but okay. he's going to be a European man.
Okay.
And I don't know how the fuck that's happening because I'm in fucking PA.
Yeah. Crazier things have happened though.
You're right.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's all the Wattpad books I've been reading. Exposing myself again.
You're good.
But there is an Italian/Greek man out there named Dominique waiting for me.
Dominique, if you're out there and you're by some chance hearing this.
Right.
Her name's Buki. She's right over here.
Right.
Buki's right here.
Slide into my DMs.
Send her an email.
Email. I respond to emails.
Send her an email. With the photo attached.
Exactly. I am very skeptical of Instagram DMs. I probably won't respond, to be honest.
Literally.
However, if you email. Send me an email with your resume.
Who doesn't respond to an email like or, that?
Wait, he's European with your CV. And a possible proof of income.
Yes. Yes.
That's important for me. And we'll go from there. Anyway, what's your crazy fantasy? That's mine. Y'all heard Dominique.
I don't think mine's as crazy. Like, I honestly don't think yours is crazy. I feel like yeah. That's attainable.
Very
that
true. Could happen. See? Realistic.
I feel like I don't feel like I have a crazy one. Maybe, like, genuinely, Morgan's gonna be like, as soon as she hears it, she's gonna be like, Avery. Genuinely, me and Morgan being on, like, a yacht with a whole bunch of just, like,
me.
Amazingly attractive females just chilling, Buki, like all yep. of our friends, just like attractive men, everybody,
attractive people,
yes, attractive people, mm-hmm. attractive people, everyone,
yes,
just like drinking, me twerking a little something, just having a great time,
me stepping on somebody a little bit,
just a great
just time. Like. I'm going to be a dominatrix, too. That's also on my bucket list.
Really?
Yes.
I can see that. I can 100% see that for you.
People told me
you'd be a great one, genuinely.
Thank you, really? You think so?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you know those men that'll be like crying? They're like, disrespect me. Buki would be great.
I'll be like, yes. Now let me unpack. I've been waiting for this one. You slimy little.
I feel like you would be.
But also, because I'm compassionate, I would. Care for you.
Yeah.
I would make sure you're like, all right, aftercare now, get is important, right?
Let's go bathe you. You're looking bad. Let's get you together. You want to play the food? What can we do to help this out?
Oh my god. I remember there's this Vice video or like Refinery 21 video mm-hmm. on like spending 24 hours or something with a dominatrix. And I was like, wow. Look at her shiny heels.
Look at her shoes.
Like, first of all, shoe game on fire. Yeah. Outfit game on fire.
Their fits be it for real, for real.
I just want somebody that will let me disrespect them, but in a healthy way.
Yeah. With money.
Yeah. Very true. You have to compensate me very well.
I'm not doing all this for free.
Right. Emotional attachment might not be there, but... Okay, that's enough.
They're probably like, whoa.
What's happening?
This always happens. Every time we talk, right. we start on the subject over here, we go all the way left.
It's like,
down.
Whoa. We were shooting for the moon. Happened? It's okay. The camera turned off. That's what happened. The camera turned off.
We lost it.
I feel safe with Gen Z. And again, this is all about getting comfortable with the uncomfortable. And these are the things that I've always wanted to talk about, but I just find it weird to talk about it by myself. And I'm so happy that Avery, my psychic, not psychic, no. Never that. Excuse me.
I told you I'm the main character.
You're right.
My own movie. What are you talking about? What is it?
Okay, it's not a psychic.
Partner in crime?
What? Yes.
Okay.
No, I thought it was another word.
No, probably not that. Counterpart? I don't know.
Oh my god. This is gonna kill me. This is what happens when I don't know English words. It's like it's a partner, but also like, oh my god, I'm trying to think of like, I don't know why comic book is coming to my head. Like, partner is like such a generic term to use. It's not ride or die.
Period. Bonnie and Clyde, ride or die.
Like, I was something on, it's like, oh, this is, unless there's not a word and I'm just imagining it. Huh. Anyway, companion, it's just no. Like, somebody, okay, so essentially what I'm trying to say is like, really? It's like the girl, it's like somebody who is like, it's like they're just down. It's like, you know, you can hit them up and they're down. It's like no questions asked.
You said it's not ride or die.
It might be ride or die. Maybe.
Like, I feel like that's what that means. Yeah.
It's like when it comes to.
Why'd you text me at a crazy hour like, Avery, it's just the word. I'm off the screen.
It's like, however, alluding to that, like, that's how I feel like Avery is for me.
Thank you.
And, same. And I pushed, this is why I forced you to be my friend.
I'm, y'all don't even know. She didn't force me.
But I was very persuasive.
Yeah.
I had a whole,
persuasive, like, and persistent.
But yeah, he was very not persistent.
He was not playing with me.
I do that. Like, whenever I see, like, a potential of something, like, just growing to be, like, phenomenal, I always, like, go for it. And it's, like, sometimes it always explodes in my face. Other times, it's, like, fruitful. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's all I wanted to say. Okay. So, that's not the, I didn't figure out the word. It's, like, with Cynthia, like, that's my best friend, that's my sister. However, there's, like, certain things, like, we don't have that common understanding.
Yeah.
With Morgan, there's no... First of all...
I love you, baby.
It's, like, me and Morgan are not the same. No. Love her. However, it's,
we're not the same.
That common denominator that me and you seem to have in common. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm simping over you.
I'm screaming.
It's fine. Like, I will simp over my friends. I don't care. And it's just, like, that, no questions asked, like... If I'm like, no, okay, oh, this is killing me that I can't figure out the word. However, I know, like, whenever, let me just hype you up real quick.
Okay.
Whenever, like, certain friends bring out, like, certain, like, sides of me. And I know when it comes to, like, that energy that I want to put out there, it's, like, the confidence. I think I mentioned this, too, when I sat you down in my course to be
my friend. I'm sorry, y'all probably also hear me squealing in this thing. I'm sorry, but Bridget's killing me.
But,
yo, not when you sat me down.
I really was like, can you come over? And I feel like we need to talk.
You need to have a chat. I said, oh man, am I on Love Island? What's happening?
No, I'm very straight to the point. And it's just like, I don't feel like you would bring out a side of myself that is just like waiting to come out.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. It's like, when I always talk about reaching my final form on my podcast, and I feel like my final form and like who I'm meant to be, you're a part of that story.
You don't want me squealing on here with these people because it's gonna go, that little line is gonna go really far.
But I'm so serious. That's it. Like, the people in my lives now, that's it. And it's like, I had to make sure that you were on that journey and you're on that train. When that train was taking off. And
she
that's
loves
what the
me, guys. She loves me.
I know. I be trying sometimes. I do. I really do. Like, I... Like, we've had friendships that have flopped. Mm-hmm. And it's like...
Girl! Let me know about that. My bad.
No. But the last episode I talked about a friendship that I lost, i.e. the same person we have in common. And it's like, I thought she was like my...
Mm-hmm.
However, it's just like... No, it wasn't it.
Yeah.
It wasn't it. Like, I put too much faith in somebody who doesn't have that same respect back.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're building friendships, you have to be very careful in who... If your friendships hit it off right away, in my opinion, sometimes those friendships don't last.
Yeah. I don't want to say anything that's worth having. Like, you have to work... Like, I don't want to say it's, like, not easy.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's not the way things... Everything works.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, everyone that's the closest to me now, I either had to stop myself from pushing them away and, like, I had to, like, give them a chance and let them in. Or it took me a long time to be friends with those people. Or, like, in Morgan's case, like, being in a relationship with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, everything took time. It wasn't just, like, a we met and we were, like, besties for the resties.
Yeah.
Is that my bestie and a testie? No. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I guess I can try this. And now...
Here we are.
Yes.
Here you are. I'm going to call you my bestie, Natessie.
Don't do that because I always scream that. I'm like, is that my bestie, Natessie?
But yes.
I love that. I love that. And that's the energy, okay? Sweetie and Doja, that's the energy that we're
getting. My God. That's oh my God. You're the sweetie to my Doja.
Period. I love Sweetie. Oh my God. Yes.
And this is how a friendship is made.
Period. You're welcome. Y'all got to come on.
Absolutely. You went on that journey with us.
Yes. Hope you enjoyed it.
I hope you did. We sure as hell did. And we'll probably be coming back for more. And I have big things coming. And Avery is not going to be a stranger to those big things. She's going to be a part of that. Baby. So I'm going to wrap this up. Okay. Any final words for ya?
I just want to say thank you for having me on here. It's a lot of fun. No, genuinely though, like, you really are doing really big things. And I'm really happy that I get to, even if like I didn't get on the podcast, I'm glad to be in your life and watch you do all these amazing things. Thank you. Like, I'm literally every single time you talk to me, I'm smiling ear to ear because I'm just so proud of you and I'm so happy for you. And I'm really happy that you put me on the podcast. No, and now I'm going to be part of the journey, guys.
Yes, I'm
so excited.
Y'all, like, we're all main characters in our storyline. Yes. But my storyline, y'all, you're not ready for it.
No.
You're not ready for it. It's going to be amazing. This is the interlude to it. So get ready. Get ready. And on that note, thank you so much for listening to us talk today. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. And y'all will hear me in the next episode. Who knows? It might be with Avery too. But before all of that, follow me on Instagram. Follow me on YouTube. And follow me on TikTok. Yes. All at Bukola Avis. And subscribe to the podcast. You know? Ow. It's...
You're doing so good. So good.
It's gonna be a great time. And Avery, shout out your Instagram one more time for the people.
You can follow me at Avery_Nzinga. That's AVERY_NZINGKHA.
All right, y'all. And y'all will hear me next week. Okay. But end the podcast. Bye, y'all.